All right, so this episode is intended for mature audiences. If you're offended by things, don't listen to it. Okay. Right.
This Chicago Public Media production is made possible in part by listeners just like you. Become a new member of WBEZ today or renew your membership online at WBEZ.org. Thanks.
From Chicago Public Media and Vocalo.org, you're listening to Love and Radio with Nick Vander Kolk. Today's episode, The Wisdom of Jay Thunderbolt.
Excuse me.
No problem.
Bad sinuses. Gunshot.
Yeah, do you mind if I ask you about that? What happened?
11 years old. Wrong time, wrong place.
Where'd you get shot in the face?
Through the mouth. Smashed all the teeth. Hit the jawbone. Tapped the carotid artery. And I spent 33 days in fucking ICU. This guy's name was Janusz Sobczynski. They smuggled him and his mom out of Poland.
The guy that shot you?
No, the doctor that fixed me.
Do you know who the guy that shot you was?
Couldn't tell you. He's coming home. We had martial law in the town back then, police state. 10 o'clock, he had to be off the streets. Well, I was allowed 10:30, even by the cops. I'm white. I stick out a little bit. Hey, hurry the fuck up and go home. Yes, officer. I never messed with him, ever. Going home one night, kid jumps out from the alley. This close. You're dead. Boom. I laid in the alley for an hour before finally this black lady in the second floor apartment said, I think there's something wrong.
So, Noah.
Yeah.
Can you describe what Thunderbolt's house looked like after we arrived?
It's got like this like 70s furniture that's really well worn. The carpet's all kind of matted down. It's got this really nice table in the corner, like a six-legged table or something that he brought up, how his parents had handed that down to him with the house. He's got a computer to the right of one couch that he puts up a slideshow of girls doing shows. And he's got a coffee table in front of us with ashtrays and maybe a coffee cup that hasn't been washed yet. Dimly lit. I think he had like the curtains closed on all the windows, so there was some sun coming through. Kind of dim and dusty. It didn't seem like it didn't smell like there was like stains on the floor. It just smelled like it had been lived in and an air hadn't been going through there for a long time. So it's just kind of claustrophobic. I don't know.
And just who is he? What does he do?
Jay runs a strip club out of his house.
Good afternoon, Thunderbolt Entertainment. Hi, Derek. Hello. Say hi, guys.
Hey.
Other than owning the strip club, fake strip club, he is the bouncer, he's the DJ, accountant, basically he's the party planner. He does everything.
You guys got any money on you? You want some dances?
Besides the dancing.
I was trying to
You are fucking chicken shit cocksuckers, aren't you? No, they don't want any dances. Give me a call in 2 hours, dear. Because I'm going to throw them the fuck out when this bottle's almost gone now. All right. Bye. Back in the day, mixed Labrador Doberman. His name was Abraham. The great thing about Abraham was he was a big boy. Used to be a butcher shop at the corner. Abraham used to get the bone. He chewed that bone to shit in 2 days. The great thing about Abraham was, inside, nicest dog in the world. Unless you try to come too close to my mother. My uncle would come over, he'd lick all the aftershave off. But then when my uncle went to go give my mom a hug, Abraham would lean up against my Uncle Jim and go, "Arr." He was extremely protective.
This is my memory of the first conversation I had with Jay Thunderbolt.
Thunderbolt.
Thunderbolt Entertainment.
Vanderkolk. Hi, my name is Nick Vanderkolk. I'm calling from a public radio station in Chicago.
Yeah?
I read the article about you in the Metro Times. I'm going to be in Detroit this weekend, and I was wondering if you'd have a couple of hours to sit down for an interview.
Great. How much are you going to pay me?
Well, we can't actually pay interview subjects. We're a non-profit public radio station.
Come on, man. I hear you guys selling those tote bags. Can't Jay Thunderbolt get a little tote bag money?
So, I'll be in town about midday on Saturday. Is there a time after that that would work for you? I can work around your schedule.
Tell you what, Nick. Give me a call when you get to town. We'll see if I'm in the mood. But I've got to tell you, if you come with some money, I'll definitely be in the mood.
Great. Well, let me give you my number in case you need to...
No, don't give me your fucking number. You're trying to date me, not the other way around, remember? You have to chase after me. Don't forget that.
Okay, so I'll give you a call on Saturday.
Okay.
Come on, Nick.
All right.
I'm sorry, I'm gonna turn this off.
Well, do you have any questions for me before we get started, or...
No.
All right.
I tried to tell you the other day when you called. It's good to bring money.
Yeah.
But you didn't fucking listen to me on that one. You didn't have to because you were already coming to visit him.
Right.
This is two birds with one stone. Because ain't nobody in their fucking right mind's going to come here to vacation.
Yeah, I mean, it's tricky because my employer, like, can't have me pay interview subjects.
Mm-hmm.
It's like
so how the fuck do you, does your magazine make any money?
It's not a magazine, it's a radio station.
Okay, so how does your radio station make any money?
It's a non-profit, so we get...
Where's it on the dial, AM or FM?
FM.
Mm-hmm. Where's it on the dial?
89.5 FM in Chicago.
You're not even college radio.
No, no, it's the real deal. I'll tell you what. Why don't I have Noah go grab us some beers?
I'm not drinking beer. I drink tequila.
Okay. You want to go grab some tequila?
Sure.
You want to borrow a pistol? You want to borrow a vest? Mother and father like what you do for a living.
Yeah, they listen to public radio, so, you know.
Are they NPR fans?
Yeah. You listen to NPR at all?
No.
Fine. It's pretty boring.
I didn't ever really care for Rush Limbaugh.
Uh-huh.
Although I did like a little piece of The Pretenders that they used at the start of the show, but
right.
Other than that.
Yeah. Doesn't seem to fit with the rest of the show.
Doesn't really fit when he's doing a handful of fucking pills.
Yeah.
And then getting on the radio.
What were your parents like?
Dad was an ex-Marine. He didn't marry my mom until he was 42. I think my mom was 20. My mom, I got a picture of her somewhere, leaning up against a 52 Chevy Coupe.
Mm-hmm.
With a freight streak. Cat's eye glass. I'm like, who's the girl with all the legs? That's me. That's who? You? Yeah, that's me. I'm like, God damn, Dad, you lucked out, didn't you? Good thing you bought a fucking Corvette that year.
Did you grow up in a rough neighborhood?
Marlboro was. That was my education. I mean, it was like hell. 860 kids, there's only 25 white kids. So I kind of knew racism from a different angle. Honky, Packer Woods out of the... Laugh when you get the Pollock. Every day was course in survival. They were packing us in 39 to a classroom. One time I had two guys hold me. One guy beat me from the back. Another guy beat me from the front. That was 3 days out of school.
Was it in the kitchen or you want it out on the table? I got cazodres.
I don't know how my bosses would feel about this.
Hey, sir.
Oh, cheers, boys. Here's looking at you.
Cheers. Pleasure to meet you.
You ain't left the house yet. Be careful, Noah. What do you do for a woman, Noah?
Nursing.
Mom and Dad must be happy that you don't have to be on their Blue Cross guard anymore.
Right, exactly.
I have a different Blue Cross card.
What's yours look like?
It's about like that.
Hey, this is Nick again. You know, I hate interrupting like this, but what's not actually clear from the tape is that at this stage, Jay is taking out a gun and is now pointing it about 2 inches from my face. Here it is again.
I have a different Blue Cross card.
What's yours look like?
It's about like that.
So what is that?
Got it. 38.
It's a 38?
Except it's got P loads in it.
How long you been carrying that around for?
Been licensed to carry a gun since I got out of service.
You were in the service? Where'd you fight?
I was with 160th SOAR, Special Operations Armed Response. I can't really tell you. How about this? When Reagan was in office, I did a lot of Southern Hemisphere work.
Yeah, cheers.
Cheers.
Up and down, in and out.
Tell me about your armament there, like... You got a 38? You got brass knuckles?
Mm-hmm. Got a knife?
Have you ever had to use that shit?
You fucking ain't right.
What, like...
Do I look like a guy needs to sit around and tap dance with you? Fuck that. Let's get down to it. Right to the throat.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get you down on the ground. I'm gonna step on you a couple times. They're only size 12.
How's business going?
Good. Neighborhood sucks since they set that house on fire last Saturday.
How much is a dance anyway?
$10 with a G-string on, $20 with a G-string off. We actually use a whole fucking song.
What is your playlist? Like, what are your, like, big hits that you play?
Nothing but rock and roll. Marilyn Manson, Beautiful People, Nickelback, Nine Inch Nails, Fuck You Walking Animal.
But what are the rules that you have?
No licking, sticking, biting, or slapping. Period.
People follow the rules?
Don't you think you want to follow the rules? Don't you want to have a good time? You want me to back us all out of there? You would want to listen to me, don't you? You want to be my friend, don't you?
What's your relationship like with the girls?
The lines blur a little bit, but I tell everybody the same thing. You worry about taking your fucking clothes off, I'll worry about everything else. That's all they have to do. Show up, do what they're supposed to do. I'll take care of the rest. And I'm good at taking care of the rest. You gotta be true to the customer, number one. You gotta be honest with the girls, number two. Anything after that, they're grown motherfucking women. Shit, you're 18, they can ship you off to war.
The stereotype of the stripper is like a girl who like comes from a broken home or whatever. Is
that, I don't have that. I got a girl, probably my fifth year in. Her dad was a doctor, a heart surgeon. Her mother was a lawyer. She wanted to be an equestrian. Really? And she was a million-dollar motherfucker. Her name was Kat. All right, Kat. Come on, man. She had little two eyes, a little kitten nose, the whiskers, little bitty mouth. She's on the Wall of Fame upstairs.
Yeah. Can we see the Wall of Fame?
Yeah, keep your camera in your pocket, Chief. This is radio.
All right.
You know what I mean? Because I'm 6'5". I can probably kick you fairly easily without tearing my pants or anything. Second girl from the top went to Penthouse Magazine.
Really?
Mm-hmm. No, I'm fucking lying to you for my health. Yeah.
What does it take to get into the Hall of Fame?
You gotta make $35,000 in 52 days. Well, 104. 52 Fridays, 52 Saturdays.
This one has two girls in it. Which girl? Woman.
What girl? What girl has two girls in it?
This one.
That's a fucking mirror.
Alright.
Jesus Christ.
It's not as heavy as I thought it'd be.
Go ahead. Let's strap you up.
No, you want to describe what's going on? Yeah.
He's putting a Kevlar jacket on me.
Okay. Kevlar vest. Get your window right. Ready? Not that bad, huh?
No, not really.
I'm telling you, 45, it'll stop that.
Do you think it'll push me down? Like if a 45 hit me?
Oh, yeah.
Like that?
You're going to be knocked on your ass.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. But you're going to live. So, that's the main thing. You want to try it there, sport, Mr.
Yeah,
MTR? I ain't got any fucking money. You motherfuckers need to eat or something. Ready?
Yeah.
Not that bad,
huh?
Huh?
Pretty good.
Still not that bad,
yeah.
Considering you'll live.
Yeah.
This is not that bad.
It's the first time I've ever been punched by a vet.
First time you've ever been punched with anybody with any fucking class. Look it, man, I'm gonna tell you something. If you think you're gonna come here looking for trouble, you better bring a fucking lunch. Cause I don't fight fair. I haven't fought fair since I was about 16 years old.
You ever had any trouble with clients?
Yeah. He said, man, I went to prison. Oh, fuck you. I said, guess what, buttercup? I'm gonna give you your shot. Oh, you gonna let me fuck you?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, let go of her. I'm gonna drop my pants right now. He went to go. He looked at her for a second. And I got a 33-inch reach. Boom! And I snapped my wrist. And I cut and broke his cheekbone.
You wearing a ring?
No. You don't need to. If you take, it twists enough. But you snap it on a twist. It does more damage that way. Guess where I learned that?
I think I might know.
In the army.
You have a certificate from a Republican committee?
Shit, I got one from fucking Newt Gingrich. I got Tom DeLay when he was Majority Whip. Before I went on Dancing with the Stars. You laugh. I'm telling you, I got them. They're in my bathroom. Upstairs.
What are they for? What do they say?
Jace Thunderbolt, congratulations for Young America and you doing so well for the young.
What is that? What's that all about?
I'll tell you what I used to do, man. For the first 7 years I was in business, I would give St. John's Hospital $1,000 to $5,000 for breast cancer research. I'm making my money. It would be bad karma not to go. I'm kind of doing kind of good. And I got two bisexual girls blowing me right now, so... yeah, okay. I go down, and I'm paying in cash. And she's like, you don't have a check? No, I don't have a check. You want a check? I'm scooping up my money. Whoa. Let me get a security guard over here. And we will take care of this. I said, okay, man, because you're kind of confused. Do you want money for these breast exams in February for National Breast Security? What are we doing? Alright, so I'm a bit of a Neanderthal, but you called me up, it seemed like a good cause to me. Fuck it. Yeah, man, how much you need? Maybe it's just good karma to pay this now. You try and do something. I also used to help out special education. I'd give money to them. Anybody I thought that was less fortunate or picked on or misfortune. Let's leave it at that. Alright, man. That sounds like a good deal.
So where does that come from? Because it sounds like you got kind of like...
I have a fucking heart and I can also cut your fucking heart out right now and drink it.
Yeah. I mean, that's...
Hey, man, look, and I'm going to tell you something. It's about 6 years in special forces. I have 26 confirmed kills, three of them hand to hand. Sometimes the sun isn't always yellow. Sometimes the grass isn't always green. Sometimes the sky isn't always blue. The three things I do know that are definite in this world, in this lifetime, is this. You don't fuck with kids. Physically, emotionally, sexually, whatever. You can't hit them, whatever. You can scare the shit out of them on Halloween. That's what I feel that you're allowed to do. You're not allowed to hit girls. They ain't built like us. Take your ass beaten like a man. You shouldn't beat on your girl. The other thing is, you shouldn't fuck with old people. Because one day, you're going to be old. Pick a mantra. Pick something that's fair, honest, and not stupid. It'll probably lead you well in life. Firm handshake, always the best way to go. If you don't care for the cocksucker or he's dating your ex-girlfriend, don't shake his hand. Say, oh man, I just took a leak and there was no, the pipes aren't, I'm sorry. Because your ex-broad is sucking his dick now. Mm-hmm. Fuck him, and fuck her too. Mm-hmm. You couldn't pick a different bar? That's what I know to be true. It ain't the grass is green, the sky is blue, and the sun is yellow. Because I've been places where they set shit on fire and you couldn't see the fucking sun anymore. Mm-hmm. And it was 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Mr. NPR, I don't have any fucking money radio. But he loves his fucking job!
You probably make more than me, though. I'm guessing.
So fuck, you know what I make, man. Be careful. You know, I think you got some bullshit.
Bullshit what?
Radio station coming to you live from Detroit, Rock City. Didn't even bring a bottle. He had to go and send his buddy for a bottle.
Hey, it's Nick. Just wanted to jump in one more time. At this stage, Noah and I decided it was time to leave. Thunderbolt was getting kind of agitated and all the booze was gone. So we got back into the car and he insisted that we come back inside. He wanted to make us sandwiches so we wouldn't drive drunk on an empty stomach.
Feel better?
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you.
Cheap fuck.
Thanks for that. I really appreciate it.
No, you don't. You think I'm some other monkey cocksucker that you can pull some shit on. Let me tell you something. When Penthouse comes through,
yeah,
you'll be able to say, you know, I fucking interviewed that fucking asshole.
That's fucking true.
Because I don't have to stay here, baby.
Yeah.
I got no more mother, father, nothing. This house is ain't nothing but a shell. I take my drum set, my stereo, my TV, and my bed.
Right.
And the creatures I love, and I'm gone.
Do you really think you understand the way I feel about you?
Not really.
Yeah. I didn't think so, but let's get going.
All right.
Never chase a dollar, gentlemen. We'll never find you. I have you talked down to nothing. Cool business experience from my MBA.
Fair enough.
Good luck in life, man. I hope I don't see you on the other side.
Don't worry about
right.
it.
Take it easy.
I'll be a tour guide and help. Hey, Hitler, wave to the people on the bus.
You've been listening to Love and Radio. All the music for this episode was composed and arranged by Brendan Baker. The show was produced and edited by Nick Vanderkolk, Brendan Baker, and Nick Williams, with additional help from Noah Morrison, John Notariani, and Beth Taylor. Please visit our website. It's loveandradio.org.